what exactly is microalgae?
Great question, first up, and one I anticipated. So they're photosynthetic organisms that live in water, and unlike land plants, they don't have roots, and they're microscopic. So they are invisible to naked eye. They may cause water to discolour, but they essentially are the primary food groups, or they basically underpin aquatic ecosystems. They're the primary producers in those systems and help fuel the productivity of food webs.
So if they are microscopic, how would we go about processing and eating them?
That's a really good question too. So basically, we can filter them, we can flocculate them to make them aggregate and settle out of their liquid or aquatic growth environments, and they can be processed. So if you imagine, if you've ever used green powders in a protein shake, these algae can be refined, if you like, processed into powders, and then either dropped in to things like manufacturing streams for bread or pasta, things like, or they can be used simply as powders in liquid foods such as protein shakes.
And do we see these microalgae with a particular edge over the usual proteins we would get from the likes of animals, from eating meat and certain plants?
Well, they certainly have an environmental sustainability credential. So it takes far less water to grow a kilogram of protein from algae than it does to grow a kilogram of algae from a cow, for example. So it's much better for the environment to source protein from algae than it is to grow them in sort of conventional ways. But it will require us to really shift our agro ecosystems, if you like, to not only change the way that things are produced, but also the way that foods are processed in order to make them edible and usable by people.
Do we currently see them in any of the products where we're already using?
We do, yes. So for people out there that may be sort of on track with aquaculture, so live microalgae are used to feed filter feeding organisms like oysters and mussels and things that are grown in commercial aquaculture. We also see microalgae used kind of a nutraceutical, a nutrient supplement, so spirulina, for example. And then microalgae are used in all sorts of things to help stabilize foods. They're used in ice creams and things that basically give food additional shelf life properties or particular other characteristics that make the food either look better or last longer for shelf life purposes.
And you touched on this before in terms of the advantages it has with other proteins, but farming this kind of stuff, you know, how sustainable are we? Are we talking, if we were to look to sustaining ourselves or subsisting a great deal more on this kind of microalgae, just how sustainable is it in comparison to what we're doing now?
Well, look, I might answer this question by essentially sort of painting a picture. So in the bushfire affected regions of Australia, if crops weren't burnt directly, they were tainted by smoke. And those crops take, well, in some instances, may take a whole year to produce. If microalgae were to be grown, since they grow so quickly, their turnover is a lot shorter than an annual crop of, say, wheat. And so on that basis alone, the risks are reduced that we lose an entire annual crop if we have something that grows much more quickly in a life cycle like algae. And so that's certainly one advantage of growing something like that. So there are outdoor methods for growing algae that typically are shallow ponds that have mixing regimes that allow these algae to grow in relatively shallow environments that can be frequently harvested. So, there are ways that we could set up systems that would require some capital costs, but operationally then they become very comparable to current agro systems. But we do need other infrastructure that allows us to basically take the harvested product and then utilise it. So a lot of our manufacturing systems are basically built around processing wheat, for example, but we'd need to basically modify all of those other systems in order to process algae. So it's not quite as simple as being able to start just building ponds, which is a relatively simple process, but it would require a whole cascading set of modifications to agro ecosystems, if you like, to basically be able to handle that product. So it will require some significant investment and cooperation and support by government and to allow a farmer who's dealing with a land-based crop to venture into these new and emerging algal-based biotechnologies.
And just as a final point, Martina, I mean, obviously that is the growth and the manufacturer side of things. In terms of the consumer side of things, I mean, I'm a guy who likes a meat and three veg for dinner as much as the next sort of guy. How do you think we might shape consumers' expectations to actually get them onto this kind of product in the future and not sort of balk at the thought of going, well, algae? I don't know, that doesn't sound so good to me.
Yeah, look, it's a great question, Sean, and I think I'm as fond of a steak as the next gal too, right? But I think the reality is that, with the world's population projected to be some 10 billion people by 2050, we have a reality that we're not going to be able to feed the world like we currently do, and it will require some adjustments. So it may, instead of having meat and three veg every day of the week, we might be saying, hey, it's a Saturday night special, and algae can be incorporated into things like pasta that you may not even actually taste when you come to putting the pasta in the pot. A lot of people who are interested in health and well-being are already having protein powders, and they won't even notice that they're eating algae if they're substituting that their traditional pea plant protein powder. So I think that certainly, there are people who are already eating algae and may not even realise. Those that choose it because they know it's healthy for them. And there are people like you and perhaps me who might eat a little less meat and venture into some of these other products and knowing that they'd be better for the environment and allow other people in other parts of the world to also eat.
Well, I must say it's fascinating stuff. Martina, thank you very much for unpacking this one for us a little bit this morning.
No worries. Be well, be healthy.